This is KUT. UT Austin is holding its first of two public forums tonight as it decides how to comply with the new law that allows concealed weapons on college campuses in Texas. Public universities must comply with the law, which goes into effect next year, but private universities can opt out. KUT's Kate McGee reports there are some unanswered questions about the opt-out process.
The law states that private universities that wish to opt out must first consult with students, faculty, and staff on campus before making a decision. But it's unclear what and how much consulting these schools need to do.
It does make it more difficult, you know, to define what is a sufficient survey of the community.
That's Michelle Diaz in the Public Relations Office at St. Edward's University, a private college in South Austin.
It is something that we're working through right now, I think, as well as other private universities are working through it as well, because there is nothing specific prescribed.
It's unclear if the state will provide any specific guidance. The law's author, Senator Brian Birdwell, did not return a call for comment. Still, Diaz says St. Edward's intends to opt out of the campus carry law, but first it's consulting with other private universities and the Independent Colleges and Universities of Texas, or ICUT, to determine the best way to consult with everyone on campus. Ray Martinez is the president of ICUT. Although colleges have a year to make this decision, he says many want to make one sooner.
There are questions coming from parents, questions coming from alumni, and questions coming from prospective students that in many ways compel our presidents of our institutions to try to get a process going as quickly as possible.
Houston Tillotson University representatives say they intend to opt out, but still need to survey students and staff. Concordia University says it has not yet made a decision. Kate McGee, KUT News.